This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Senate Ag Committee hearings planned for this week on the Farm Bill are sporting a different structure. Typically, USDA staffers and the secretary would give testimony first. Chairman Pat Robert of Kansas says the order this week will allow farmers to testify first to keep USDA officials from leaving before hearing what questions farmers may have.
We're going to put the producers first and have them explain what they think are glitches in the Farm Bill or why it's not working or, you know, how it can be improved. And then we have the secretary coming next. So we look forward to working with the secretary. He'll know about those questions, and I'm sure he'll respond. There are many things that we may have to do, but I hope we can do it administratively rather than do it through legislation.
The hearings will cover the implementation of Farm Bill programs. Roberts says few farmers have decided on price loss coverage or agriculture risk coverage.
Well, I hate to postpone deadlines because then you just get into more questions. We'll see at the hearing what kind of questions come up. Obviously, if there is what I would call a glitch, a problem, a challenge in the Farm Bill, where it really poses a serious problem, we got to take care of it.
In regards to giving farmers more time to sign up,
there's two options for farmers, both of which lock them into a situation for 5 years. And that's tough. You know, you see these price declines, you wonder what's happening down the road. My Lord, we see the sorghum price ahead of corn. I mean, who would have thought that would have happened? Not to mention what's happened in the oil and gas part of it. So, you know, farmers are a little unsure of signing up for 5 years. We had a different approach in the Farm Bill that we considered some time ago, but, you know, it is what it is. I think it would be a mistake to try to open up the Farm Bill under the banner of predictability. It took us 400 days to get one. So we're not going to open it up. We just need to fix it if we possibly can.
That's Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, chair for the Senate Ag Committee. Despite the adverse weather, Hamilton's hay auction still took place this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, Angela, we had pretty light offerings due to the heavy snow and bad weather we had, but we ended up with 575 small squares. The alfalfa was from $2.50 to a top of $4. We had 500 bales of grass mixed hay from $2 to $4 per bale. And then in round bales, we had 50 bales of alfalfa grass from $20 to $31. We had 68 bales of Reed's Canary at $20. And the 3x3s, we had 25 bales of alfalfa. And it was in a price range from $41 to a top of $63. Then we had 60 bales of grass hay at $44.
Well, hopefully next Saturday the weather will be a little bit better, and hopefully you can have a little bit more active auction.
Yeah, and we've already got quite a bit of hay consigned for next week. As far as we got some 3x3s of good alfalfa coming in, and we've got some 3x3s of grass. And like I say, hopefully things will thaw out some, and people can start getting around. We'll get moving some hay again.
All right. Well, if anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. February is National Heart Month. In the United States, heart disease accounts for one in every three deaths. But heart disease could be warded off by a healthier lifestyle. Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council says the DASH diet is a relatively new diet trend that focuses on keeping your heart healthy.
The DASH diet is a very popular diet, and I think it's like the third or fourth year in a row it has been voted the best diet. And the thing I really like about DASH, and DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. So it is something that's very effective for individuals who have high blood pressure. The thing I like about it so much is that it tells you what you can eat instead of telling you what foods you need to avoid. Basically, it's something that's rich in dairy foods, low-fat dairy, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and then lean protein.
While Fickrey says the DASH diet tries to focus on what you can eat as opposed to what you can't eat, she adds there are specific types of food everyone should try to eat less of to prevent heart disease.
You know, some of the things we want to focus in on are probably avoiding things like sugar, Sugar provides energy to our body, but it doesn't provide a lot of nutrients, and it can actually cause some issues for heart disease. We also want to watch our fat intake, making sure that we're not overdoing it on fat or cholesterol in the diet. And basically, fruits and vegetables are great. Low-fat dairy is great. And one of the reasons they really do emphasize that so much in the DASH diet is because of the mix of nutrients we get from that diet. Dairy foods, of course, are rich in potassium, magnesium, calcium, protein, and from fruits and vegetables we get fiber. So those are all very effective in helping to decrease the risk of high blood pressure and thereby decreasing the risk for heart disease.
In general, people who live by themselves or with only one other person can struggle more to maintain a healthy diet. Fikri has some tips to keep healthy food on hand.
It can be hard, and I speak from experience when there's just two at home. Sometimes it's like, what should I make? But I do have some suggestions, things to stock up on. Items like smoothies are really great for a meal or a snack. And basically all you need to do is make sure you have your refrigerator stocked with things like yogurt or milk, some frozen berries or other frozen fruit that you really like. So that's a quick meal or snack, a smoothie. I like to keep the fixings for salads on hand, so different types of greens, some fresh vegetables. And then, of course, you can get creative with the toppings that you use. You can put on some toasted nuts, some dried fruits. You can use canned beans. You can use chicken or tuna. And, of course, we want to top that with some cheese. And then another quick idea is just make sure you have staples for making pasta at home. And, of course, you can adjust that to the number of people that you are planning to serve. So just cook up a certain amount of pasta. And again, you want to make sure that you're adding some things like cheese and also to that pasta, and also some fresh veggies would be great.
Finally, Fikri says that although the DASH diet or eating healthy in general can greatly help heart health, it's only half the equation. To truly be healthy, Fikri suggests adding an exercise regime.
Just remember, we want to eat healthy. We do that by eating from the five food groups, making sure you're getting your servings of fruits, vegetables, whole grain, and don't forget the dairy. We do need 3 servings of dairy each and every day, and the calcium and other nutrients that we get from dairy foods is really important for keeping us healthy. So along with that healthy diet, the other key factor is to remember we do need some type of physical activity. Make sure you incorporate something in your daily life that will keep you active. So eat healthy, be active, and that's one of the best things we can do to stay on target with our health.
Again, that was Joyce Fikri with the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.